Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some great Motown duets. Coming up this half hour, we'll hear from Rod Stewart with The Temptations, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, Julio Iglesias and Diana Ross, Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells, Diana Ross with the Jackson 5, and Billy Preston and Sarita. Well, first up this half hour, a song recorded on the Warner Brothers record label is a great song highlighting the Motown years. The song is called The Motown Song with Ron Stewart and The Temptations.
Give out of my friends. You broke me down. Since then, darling, it's hard to track you down. My mistake was love you, boy. Love you, boy. My mistake was to give my all. If a girl loves you, you only call her weak. My mistake was to love you, boy.
Oh, love you, girl.
My mistake was to give my all.
Tell the world.
My mistake
was to love you, girl.
Love you, boy.
It's the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Something in your eyes tells me you feel the way that I
feel like you do. If you would like to stay here all night, you know that I would say it's alright. Though I'm saying yes, I confess I've got
dreams you never told.
Motown Memory from Julio Iglesias and Diana Ross, recorded on the Columbia record label. That was All of You, reaching number 19 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1984. Before that, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together from 1974, a song that reached number 19, My Mistake Was to Love You. And we started with Ron Stewart with The Temptations, as the way it was billed. It was the Motown song reaching number 10 from 1991 on the Warner Brothers record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom. We continue to feature some great Motown duets. Well, coming up, another number one song, this time from Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder on the Columbia record label, Ebony and Ivory. Well, Ebony and Ivory was a song about the black or ebony keys and ivory or white keys on a piano. But it really also deals with integration and racial harmony on a deeper level. The title was inspired by Paul McCartney hearing a guy by the name of Spike Milligan say, quote, black notes, white notes, and you need to play the two to make them harmony, folks, quote. Well, the song was written by Paul McCartney alone, but it was performed live in the studio by both Paul and Stevie Wonder, though due to conflicting work schedules, they both recorded their parts of the song's video separately. The song spent 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and was the fourth biggest hit of 1982. For Paul, the song's run atop the chart was the longest of any of his post-Beatles works, and it was his second longest career-wise hit behind Hey Jude with the Beatles. For Stevie, it was his longest running chart topper, and it marked the first time that any single released by any member of the Beatles hit the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart. Well, here are Stevie and Paul, Ebony and Ivory, right here on Motown.
Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we? That people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone. And we learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive. Together alive.
song? Email Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells together. That was Marvin's first duet pairing with Mary, and this song was What's the Matter with You, Baby, reaching number 17 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1964, and we started with that smash number one song, Ebony and Ivory, Paul McCartney with Stevie Wonder, number one from 1982 in the Columbia record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature duets during this hour. Well, coming up, two more songs, two more duets. The one coming up next, Diana Ross with the Jackson 5, and a song originally recorded by Traffic called Feeling All Right. Well, the song was written by Dave Mason of the English rock band Traffic from their 1968 album called Traffic. The song was also a hit for several other performers, including Joe Cocker in the Grand Funk Railroad, and it was recorded by Three Dog Night, The Fifth Dimension, Lou Rawls, Rare Earth, The Ohio Players, and Gladys Knight and the Pips, along with Diana Ross and the Jackson 5 in 1971. You'll hear lead vocals by Jermaine, Marlon, Michael, and Jackie Jackson, and background vocals by all those, also including Tito Jackson. Well, here are Diana Ross with the Jackson 5, Feeling All Right, right here on Motown.
Not comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none.
Reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Lying safe with you, I'm born
me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Billy Preston with Sarita, and a pretty song with You, I'm Born Again, reaching number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1980. And we started with Diana Ross and the Jackson 5, didn't chart, released as a 45 in 1971, Feeling All Right. Well, this hour will feature some great Motown duets. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.